Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borg from Quito, and today I'm joined by Melinda McLaughlin, Vice President of Research at Prologis, to discuss some of the highlights of Prologis' latest Industrial Business Indicator Index report. Melinda, welcome to the podcast.
Sarah, thank you for having me.
So I wanted to start by asking you to tell us how Prologis sees industrial demand at mid-year 2019 and whether you're seeing any broad changes in structural factors that are supporting the industry.
Absolutely. So demand is healthy at mid-2019. What we see both from our industrial business indicator survey as well as levels of leasing out in the market suggests that customers are continuing to grow at a sustainable pace. As far as structural factors, we do see that they are evolving by customer. So the overwhelming force of higher service level expectations by consumers continues to influence leasing decisions, but we see that some customers are further along in that evolution and are getting closer and closer to end consumers and really building out their last touch distribution capabilities, while others are still focused on the high throughput consolidation of facilities to move goods through quickly, so larger requirements, more at transportation hubs. So we do see it evolving, but the tailwinds to demand that we've seen throughout this cycle continue to play a large part in what we're seeing in terms of customer leasing activity.
And you described 2019 as sustainable. How does that compare to levels in 2018?
Yes, so in 2018, there were really three factors that came together to produce the second highest year for net absorption of industrial space that we've seen in this cycle. The first was a faster pace of economic growth, one of the better years of this cycle. The second was the continued influence of the structural factors I just talked about. And the third was some of the volatility related to trade policy. And what that did was really pull some import activity forward and led to stocking up of inventory levels. Now, we saw this reflected in the IBI with an activity index that peaked above 70. Anything above 50 indicates growth. Currently, we're at a very sustainable level of about 60, so healthy growth. 70 is what I term a frenzied pace, so a lot of activity moving in and out of U.S. facilities. At the same time, we ask about how much of a particular warehouse footprint is being utilized, and we saw the utilization rate also spike in late 2018 above 87%. Again, not really a sustainable level when you think about the optimal flow of goods through a facility. So today, that utilization rate has stabilized between 85 and 86%.
And what is Prologis seeing in terms of the impact of higher customer service level expectations on industrial real estate development?
Well, again, throughout the cycle, we've seen the importance of location really rise to users of logistics real estate. It's about getting closer to that end consumer, offering faster delivery, but also a greater variety of products, more convenience, and more reliability. What that's meant for the development environment is that there's really a widening spread of outcomes. So the closer in to consumers that you can get, you do see a lot of demand being concentrated in those areas, but there are also areas that have some of the highest costs to build, as well as the greatest difficulties to bring new supply online, both in terms of the availability of land, but also the regulatory barriers. So it's a very challenging place to bring on new product. But given the length of the cycle and the structural trends that we've seen, we do see more developers trying to make these projects happen in urban infill locations. So there is some activity, but certainly not enough still to satisfy demand in those particular areas.
Right. And you talk about the impact of barriers to entry in these various markets. What are you seeing outside of these urban areas where the barriers are not quite so high?
So throughout this cycle, again, we've seen kind of the same six markets really top the list in terms of the amount of space under construction. Those markets are Atlanta, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, and California's Inland Empire. And these are areas where, you know, they do benefit from a demand perspective, being close to some very large metro areas, so some very large consumer populations, and they also have access to either key ports or key intermodal hubs. So customers that use space in those areas are able to fulfill a multitude of functions, but the further you go from city centers in those areas, the lower the barriers to new supply get. So we really try to keep an eye on the balance between demand and supply in those areas when we think about supply risk in the market. So far, we've seen in most cases really healthy demand that's kept up with the level of new supply, although the further along in the cycle we get, the more likelihood there are of disconnects. So we do see in a few places slowing rent growth. Although, you know, nationwide, replacement costs are rising as labor gets more costly and materials and land as well. So that's also bolstered rent growth.
Now, Prologis has been a leader in developing multi-level logistics facilities, notably in Seattle. Should we expect more of these sorts of developments?
Well, I think if you triangulate, you know, what we've been talking about in terms of structural demand trends and what's been happening with replacement costs, the level of rents that are being achieved in some of these urban infill locations absolutely will justify multi-level development, even at such high cost to build. So as we continue to see the market evolve with a lot of demand closer in and limited supply, we would expect, you know, rents to continue to accelerate in those areas. And that would, you know, make some of these developments more financially feasible. So I think as urbanization continues, customer service level expectations remain high and rising, and it remains very costly and difficult to bring products online, we'll start to see rents that really continue to justify multi-level development.
And then finally, are there any other trends that Prologis is watching right now?
You know, we have our eye on a number of things, but I think what's front of mind for me lately is really risk management in supply chains and looking at the way some of the, you know, political volatility, but also longer-term trends in terms of congestion really are influencing the way customers look at configuring their supply chains to manage these risks, particularly as service level expectations rise. And I see that definitely adding some juice to the trend of, you know, decentralizing your network and needing to store inventory close to end consumers. So always really keeping an eye on how customers balance, you know, optimizing their supply chains for revenue generation as well as cost control and then ultimately risk management as the stakes get higher.
Great. Melinda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And for more information on REITs, be sure to visit REIT.com.